That Syracuse education must have paid off. Yeah, because I don't know what was up with that. This is the Hoffman Show, DOCDHing, and I am honored today. And the thing that's really irritating to me is that somebody's got to die before we can get the rooster. I mean, he's that big that someone's life has been taken away from us in order to get him on. Well, I'll say this. The Hulkster, I mean, how you go out says about a reflection of your life. But this is big that we have you in here. You know, I had to ask Keisha and my mom about their top five because the Hulkster, but they're Roman Reigns, okay? I mean, Roman Reigns, Stone Cold for my sister who I know loved. Stone Cold used to be the guy. But the Hulkster, she was small, and he was doing his thing. Then the Undertaker, Ric Flair, Hulkster.
Hulkster number four.
Five.
Number five.
List. Yeah.
And this is your sister, Keisha.
Sister, my mom, yeah.
Right.
Goodbye, Cole. I've been, again, 1960,
yeah.
59, 60, wrestling. But for you,
yeah,
and of course, you have a podcast,
yeah,
that's centered around the art of wrestling.
Yeah, Matty Ice and I,
the Ice Man.
Matty, yeah, Essig, do the Rooster and the Rookie podcast. We'll be recording a special episode tonight, talking about the life and the legacy of Hulk Hogan and Doc. First of all, thanks for having me. I am more than willing to join you anytime.
First of all, hold on. I am DHing.
Yeah.
This is Ant-Man's show. I follow his lead.
Antoine is a tough cookie.
Antoine.
He's a tough cookie.
Oh, yeah. And no, well, I mean, look, I have a great deal of respect for the host of the show,
mm-hmm,
Brother Hoffman. He's a badass. And so he comes to me and says, what do you have? I go, what do you mean, what do I have? I follow your lead. This is an institution.
You see, Antonio thought he was going to just take it easy and that Doc was going to
book
Joe Theismann and John Riggins and Dexter Manley every day.
No.
He thought he was going to be able to take the day off.
No. He never does that.
And he's like,
he never mails it in.
He's like, Rooster, I need you at the last second. Somebody died.
Yeah, that's just, yeah. Well, I would have never, ever intruded on your time. Because I know you headed to 106.7. I know what's on your agenda. See, he's still young. So he's a little naive.
I am indeed.
And you didn't break his heart.
Because
you had no intentions of doing this. Because 106.7 calls.
Well, I mean, listen.
Well, no,
Doc,
no,
I immediately jumped at the invite. I said, you know, I just got to be off by like 4:13, 4:13.
Look, I get it. Because I know what your heart desires.
Yeah.
And I'm not mad at you.
Yeah.
So,
but I'm here for you, Doc. That's the most important thing, regardless of my motivations.
Regardless of where you want to go.
Regardless of what you think.
I know what you
about
want,
you
me want to go.
And New York and anyone associated
with
the Big Apple. Regardless of all of that, I want to be here with you. I want to pontificate about the life and legacy of Hulk Hogan.
I can't wait for week one.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, the Hulk.
Yeah.
Because he had an immediate impact on a lot, and I absolutely know what some have done with The Rock, but to me, bigger.
Yeah. So here's the thing: The Rock was a thousand times funnier, right?
Rock is still throbbing.
Yeah, and more entertaining if comedy and shtick is your thing.
Right.
Hulk Hogan didn't have a comedic shtick.
Right.
He had a all-American, like, cartoon action figure.
More along Mr. T.
Yes.
But better.
Kind of shtick.
Bigger
Absolutely.
And better.
It wasn't comedy-based.
Right.
It was based on, like, saying your prayers, eating your vitamins, and training, and growing 24-inch pythons, which I don't have.
Yeah.
And being this cartoonish type character out of Rocky III,
yeah,
right, and out of the movies with the big Hollywood blonde hair and the big muscles and beating the Iron Sheik.
'70s,
but he redefined, I think, American entertainment in the mid '80s. He redefined
it. It was a muscle car.
Yeah,
it was. He was a hero on the big screen.
Yeah,
as well, and a Mania. When you think about it, Fernando Mania, just think of the athletes that have earned that.
You know,
not a whole
that's
bunch of them.
That's a great point because I didn't remember Fernando Mania.
Thank you, Chris.
But you're right, Fernando.
Hey,
I thought the Mania.
Write
part,
a note. 10:08. The rooster just complimented me.
I
don't get these things a lot, brother.
I thought the Mania part would kind of like be, you know, more about Hulkamania, but I forgot about Fernando Mania a couple of years earlier. And
thank
WrestleMania,
you.
Obviously.
WrestleMania?
Kind of yeah,
come on.
WrestleMania,
who
absolutely.
Who gets that?
Absolutely.
It's such a small fragment of our community.
I mean, Doc, here's the thing. Again, Hulk Hogan lived a couple of people said the same thing today. Hmm. Hulk Hogan was an American icon, a global icon, yeah. I said, because of his global reach.
I agree.
Back in a world where we didn't have social media, where we didn't have 24/7 news or television or whatever.
We didn't have it.
Right.
He had it.
There you go. But they said, and I understand this, Hulk Hogan was a global icon. Terry Jean Bollea, his real name,
mm-hmm.
was a...
Well, you could have won a lot of money on that and on the trivia.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're one of the 1%ers that remembered it.
I do. But the point being is... Whatever he was in his real life
mm-hmm.
was a lot of bad. I don't want to say was terrible.
Right.
Was a lot of bad.
Right.
He said and did some really,
yeah.
really, really terrible
yeah.
things.
Yeah.
And I said from the minute I hopped on with Sheehan, Coach Sheehan, before my show and mm-hmm. then doing a bunch of my show on mm-hmm. that, I don't want to kick somebody while they just passed away.
Right.
I mean, he was... obviously very sick, and he had all sorts of now documented health issues. There were some rumors and some... The guy died.
Yeah.
But he left behind a very, very, very complicated legacy. But I don't think that should take away from us discussing and being aware of and in some ways being proud of, happy, whatever you want to call it, in awe of his unbelievable entertainment legacy. Like... You can be an adult and talk about both things at the same time.
Oh yeah. Well, not everybody can.
Well, I would hope that
many of us
in society can.
Don't expect.
Yeah.
I think you put sometimes way too much into human beings. They're not going to change.
No, I get it.
They're just
I
not
going
to change. So accept them for who they are, how they are, and
maybe
this is not about where he ended up.
Yeah.
But the journey.
Yeah.
I'll do a Mr. T, and I pity the fool that calls here today and says, I was never on the train.
Yeah.
And everybody that I knew was on the train. Has been on the train. Man jumped off because he took you some places I don't want to go.
Yeah, right.
But he, for a decade,
yeah.
he had you on the train.
Well, longer than that, I
Well,
think.
I'm just saying, for the minimum.
Yeah.
For the youngsters.
I mean, because if you think about it, right? I mean, the Rocky III movie comes out, right? That's where we kind of first. Mm-hmm. January 23rd, 1984, Madison Square Garden.
Mm-hmm.
He beats the Iron Sheik to win the championship for the first time, the WWF championship at that point. And then 12
the
years
Iron
later,
Sheik.
In July, I think it was July 7th of 1996, he comes out and he turns his back on WCW and all of the wrestling fans in just beyond stunning fashion to join the NWO and Kevin mm-hmm. Hall and Scott, mm-hmm. I mean, Scott Hall and Kevin Nash, and mm-hmm. to become a bad guy and to walk out with Jimi Hendrix mm-hmm. and a black beard and a black bandana instead of the red and the gold of Hulkamania.
Yeah.
And he did so many of those roles, which I essentially view them as a male act. I mean, he was a male actor, right?
Yeah.
He was a male entertainer.
Yeah.
Not any different than a sitcom actor. Not any different than a musician. Not any different than a movie star who all you people idolize
Preach.
And think walk on water. That's exactly
Preach.
What Hulk Hogan was.
Yeah.
There was the good Hulk Hogan. There was the bad Hulk Hogan.
There was the human
in terms of the
Hulk
wrestling
yeah,
ring.
Yeah.
And then there was just what you said.
Yeah.
The human Hulk Hogan or the human Terry Jean Bollea.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And we'll find out that a lot of our, quote, heroes or people aren't what we thought they were. But then again, I would say, but you accepted them, and they brought you great joy for a certain amount of time. And in the end, it usually ends up like it should. The book ended up the way he wrote it. And I just remember when that ride was up, like Roman Reigns, hot.
The OTC, baby.
OTC, baby. Yeah, so it's, but this is up. I knew you would reflect on it. I can't wait to see or listen to your podcast that comes out. Can you let Anthony and I in early as to who your guests may be? I know it's going to be special.
I mean, with all of this happening, I haven't had time to book a guest.
106.7.
Can I talk to you?
You're not going to be late, are you?
Yeah, I'm going to go over there now.
Okay,
can your mom and sister join me?
Because,
if they ranked Hulk Hogan number four on their list, or number five on their list.
They didn't take John Moxley off. She had John Moxley first.
Oh. Instead of Hulk Hogan?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a controversial opinion. Well, that's a hot potato opinion.
I'm just saying.
I might be in touch.
Okay.
You know, I got to go make sure Matty Ice is aware of what's going on. Because, he's a rookie. So he doesn't know.
Ice and nothing controversial about Ice.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Of all the times that you've blessed us, this is top shelf.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Doc.
No, and Craig will reap the benefits.
Right,
their ratings.
Right.
Their ratings are just about
Craig seems very aware of and very worried about ratings taking the first week and a half of training camp off.
Hey, man.
Hey,
that's Hoffman, okay? He's a Syracuse man. You don't get him, see?
Craig Hoffman catching a stray on his own show.
Catching a little shrapnel.
I'm here to defend him now. Hey, Ruth, here I come, man.
No, look at this. Look at this beat. Yeah, this would be big.
Antoine's like the Iron Sheik Nikolai Volkov over there.
Oh, yeah. He's good stuff. Rooster.
Thank you, Doc.
We'll hear you tomorrow, man. You, Sheehan.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a day.
Yeah.
What a day.
That's
You've been on the Hoffman
day.
Show and the Sheehan Show.
I've been on the Doc Walker Show.
No, he has none.
I mean, you once told me I don't fill in for anybody.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I'm DH.
So it's the Doc Walker Show as far as I know.
And it takes this kid. He's slow. You know, he kind of forgot that for a moment. Yeah.
His brain is still in France.
Well, he's still in France.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Doc.
Hey, man. Nothing but love for you, man. All the best to the family. And tell my Commanders fan that give him a shout out for me. Your son. I think you know what I'm talking about. Not your daughter, because she's New York bound. You got her paralyzed on the Big Apple. I can't wait for week one. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the one and only cock-a-doodle-doo. The Rooster. Wow. Where were you when you found out that Hulkamania had to be rest in peace?
I think I was I leaving camp? No, actually I couldn't have been. Hold on. I remember what time because I texted Chris Russell. 12:26. So that means I was on my way to the studio, actually. I was driving.
So 12:26.
Yeah.
You were.
I was commuting here. I got here around like 1:16. You know, it's a long drive from Ashburn.
Yeah. It, man, I was down today. What a blessing today. Shout out to the Commanders. We were at 5th District of Bladesburg Road. And the officers couldn't have been nicer. I mean, getting the inside look, you know, we had the pleasure of being at several firehouses in the district. And going through the house, you know, it's like they live there 24-hour operation. 3 days off, on, off, the whole 9 yards. Well, I was really interested in the police department. To operate on a similar work on and off, but obviously they strapped. Firefighters will have to be strapped. So it's a whole different ball game when it comes to law enforcement and some of the situations they have to deal with. I was just, couldn't have been more just happy to be around people that are willing to sacrifice their life. No matter what you say, you call 911, You ain't saying nothing nasty when you call 911. You need help. And they don't care how you vote. They come through that door to bring you some aid. So learning more about that responsibility was awesome today. And I can't thank Ken Harvey, Mark Mosley, the Trojan who was there, Rick Irvin, and love those brothers, man, because they get what it means to understand other people's livelihood and what they do. And there's fans, there's Commanders fans, there's Jets fans, there's Ravens fans, and of course, there's all the, you know, the beautiful part of any Cowboy fan, and of course, the fact that they admit it publicly is still the coolest thing to me. And they do it with great pride. And I said, you know, you guys are going to the Super Bowl, right? And they have never, ever wilted on that. I go, because they got to do is be able to afford a ticket, and you're in. No, it was a good time. So shout out, man. It was just what a great time. And hopefully we get a chance to. But District 5D, I hope we get a chance to do that again in other areas in the district. They have some unique circumstances there. And shout out to the Commanders. That was fun. When you hit me with it, I just remember the impact of Hulk Hogan. And if you say you weren't, based on your age, at my age, and the fact that my mom and sister, they are so into it. And we don't miss, they don't miss it. And I remember, because we teased my sister at the time, because she was like a Hulkamaniac. You know, when you get a phrase to be that recognizable, to be that, who wasn't into that? Who wasn't saying it? Who wasn't, you know? And whenever you cross racial lines in this country, you hit jackpot. You know, it ain't just a black thing, a white thing, a Hispanic thing, an Asian. No, no. Hands down. The Hulkamaniac, the Python. I mean, his act sold. He rolled it through. There ain't a whole bunch of people that do that, that capture, that grab us. Like Fernando, we said that. It's like quarterbacks do that in football. You know, quarterbacks. But I don't know if other sports, other than maybe an MJ, the King, I mean, you think about it. Who captures the majority of our sports community and then bleeds over and has that crossover deal? You can put them on one hand. I mean, no matter how you try to F it up, you know, in the end, no matter what happens, but still, the bulk of his life in that was very, very very, very interesting, I thought. So, and for your age group, you was into it.
No, I definitely was into it. As a kid anyway, just being able, because I wasn't alive when Hulk Hogan first burst into the scene when, you know, at WrestleMania 3, he slams Andre the Giant. Like, I wasn't alive to see that. But when he did come back, early 2000s, man, I love Hulk Hogan. And my granddad always used to talk about Hulk Hogan because, you know, he got to actually watch it as a kid and things of that nature. So while I'm a kid, he's the one that's teaching me about all these legends that kept coming back, the Bret Harts, the Animal, like all of these wrestlers that were like really, older and like past their prime, but they were still active. Like really is tremendous how sometimes they were able to wrestle at 47, 50.
Yeah, Bobo Brazil.
52.
That's Rick when Flair, I remember Bobo. I mean, it's these guys, Big John Studd, and I mean, there have been so many. I don't know, this guy, but no one had captured, he had products. I mean, cross appeal.
And everybody impersonating him.
Yeah. I mean, imagine.
Hey, Buster.
Imagine his popularity with today's social media.
Yeah.
Well, you look at The Rock, and you look at Roman Reigns. But I'm saying, that thing was bigger, man. The Hulkamania thing. I'm telling you. Wow. I almost didn't believe it. You know you're a badass when somebody tells you, hey, man, you're about Hulk, what? And I never once even imagined he passed away.
Yeah.
That I couldn't even come to, what? As if, no, this dude can't die. But yeah, he can. And he did. And now our last images of him, that's not going to be his finest points.
Nah.
In that. But he's a human being. And as we talk about the past, it'll be interesting. Well, we will have day two reports coming in again. It's interesting. Coach did something today that he didn't have to do anything to win me. He already got me because I've seen his track record. But you want to know why you'll get veterans here to want to come here? Because he allows your body to heal. He doesn't treat you like everybody else. And, man, that is so rare in team sports with people who have the clout that DQ has. We'll talk about that. We got Boots again on the ground, Professor Holder. We got the big fella back. All ears allowed us to get the big fella back. And so he will join us as well, Mitch Tischler, and Beltway Football. So we got it going on, man. High quality. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we expect you to take part in it as well at 301-230-0980. We'll be back. 431 here in the nation's capital, 301-230-0980. This is the Hoffman Show. DOC, DHing, along with the young fella, Syracuse Orangeman. He's got so many nicknames, but I think the one he likes most is Super Producer. And Super Producer has Jonesy, one of the original canines, on the line. Jonesy, welcome home.
Doc, how you feeling today? Keeper of the K-9 on the air, making the noise we like to hear.
We're in a business that you never know till you do know. And then we're able dance on our feet, move quickly, and pivot when we have a little bit of difficulty putting the dots together. You know, this news about quarterback and injuries, every year it happens. I don't think it's the Aaron Rodgers deal and the Jets open. I mean, that resonates. We'll have that thoughts in our mind for the next decade. And but every day there's a practice. Today was day two for the Commanders. And
I was excited.
Did you have a moment where you had to catch your breath? That's when there's a collision.
Yes, sir.
And people can trip. You can bump knees. You can do all the things that can happen. It's really amazing that you can go through a workout with that many big-bodied athletes together and have nobody bump knees, no poked eyes, no pretty much nothing. So you experienced a pretty clean practice today, correct?
Yeah, it was clean.
That's correct.
Yeah, relatively clean. So and that's what you hope for. But the Jets weren't so lucky. And isn't it amazing how, I mean, it doesn't happen a lot. And this may not be critical. It may just be a twist of an ankle. But I'm always amazed that that there's not more. I like the way the coach backed off a couple of his veterans. That's the rut. What's the, what do you doing? No, that's how you, if you want to, if long-term investment, you play it smart. You know, a lot of coaches, one for all for one. That's not how, it's not how you run a team, not how you run a family, it's not how you run anything. Everything's an individual base. You got to evaluate every situation. What I like about it is every time one of his seasoned players is put on the shelf, a puppy gets way more attention, practice, and coaching. It's not being taken up by the vet. That's how you round your team out. I don't care what anybody says. You know this because you came up in this business. It's a difference when you know you're in there by yourself than when you had somebody in there training you and with you in the whole bit. That's your operation now. It's a whole different ball game. The person who trained you is not you. So how do you see that? I think this is a pretty good exercise. Does that help the wide receiver room? The one thing that had the most frequency today, as if we were in the police quarters, Terry. And this is not a bad question, but only pro sports can I give you an answer. Hey, Terry does everything he asks. He's as close to perfect as possible. Why wouldn't you embrace him? And Ant-Man, your answer?
What you mean?
Terry's on time. Terry does everything right.
Yeah, he does.
He's like the mascot of your organization. So why would you leave him hanging like this? This is a question that has been posed. It's posed.
I mean, you know where I stand, Doc. I've been saying that he should be paid. Like, he's deserving of it. I understand this is a business. But again, like, for Adam, for DQ to go out there, preach culture, 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 and this guy being the epitome of it, it only makes sense that you pay this guy. It's not like he's not being productive. Like, it's not like this guy didn't break the franchise's touchdown reception record last year. Like, come on, let's be honest. So,
you gotta pay him.
I think it's a little crazy.
You gotta pay
him. Yeah. Jonesy, people ask this, and they're not wrong. But I understand that there's a method to the madness.
Yes, sir.
You know, do you have any idea what the number is that the Commanders feel comfortable spending on Terry?
I mean, I've been seeing 28. That's what I've been seeing.
But what's your gut tell you?
It ain't 30. Yeah, it ain't 30. I know.
What
that.
Do you think Terry's asking? You think Terry's 30. At 30 or 31?
I think Terry's probably, to be honest, 30. What he deserves.
No, I didn't ask that. I asked you what you think he is put the number at. Where is he stretching the number to? Because you know to get 30, you got to ask for 32.
Yes, sir. He's at somewhere between 32 and 34. It's as simple as that. And that's where the standoff is.
Jonesy seems to think it's between 30 and 30, 32 and 34, you said?
Yes, sir.
No, 34.
32 and 34. That's right. That's right.
I mean,
he wants them to say, show me that you love me.
And then all these days he's missing. He's also adding.
I don't get the 50 G days when you could have just gone in and say, I'm tight. I don't feel good. You don't have to participate. There's a madness, but he's doing it with such confidence. But I do agree that it's always a game of chicken. Somebody's bluffing. Somebody's for real, for real. And in order to do this, that's why I said 2 days ago, Terry, call Indy. See if they want homeboy. You have to be willing to pull up and get out of here. If you believe in yourself to that level, because talk is cheap. And I can also understand some of you that feel like, well, wait a minute. If Terry's the perfect commander, why wouldn't they want to accelerate that way of thinking so that he could recruit others to follow him, practice his butt off, never embarrass the organization? I mean, he's kind of the model of that. But then there's business. You know, I think about Tony Soprano all the time. He said, you know, he's got to run a family. They got to run the whole thing. And no one person, with the exception of JD5, is ever going to threaten that. Because AP can't do his job if he feels like he can be held hostage by any player other than his quarterback. And I'm just going by what he's done in the past, how he's handled his business. If you can find somebody that he paid before camp, show me.
I mean, my thing is we wait, and then the deal gets done. Why not? If the deal is going to get done, why not just get it done as soon as possible? Why are we playing possum? Like, the deal, you want the deal to get done. Get the deal done. Like Jerry, he's going to wait literally till the day before the NFL season starts to pay Micah Parsons.
But you know that.
Jerry's going to do that because he wants the attention. All these other people, do they really want the attention? Do they really want this dragged out, all these speculations to be on the front page of ESPN every day? Terry, still, day two, no shows. Like, why do you want that attention? Why do you want that attention? You want the deal to get done? Terry wants the deal to get done. Get the deal done. You're going to wait all the way till it's crunch time. Oh, the season starts in 3 days. All right, let's strike the deal. Like, why couldn't you have done this a month earlier? Why?
Guys are flexing, man.
Why couldn't Terry participate in mandatory training camp, the joint practices, the preseason? Now, since he set out this entire time,
he's under contract.
It's going to take him 4 weeks to, you know, get his legs warm and, you know,
I don't think
get regular season ready.
Because he's going to be, he's grinding now.
He's doing yoga.
On top of, you think he's not running?
No, he probably is running.
Come on, Slim. Yeah, he's running.
But I'm just saying, though, Doc, I'm pretty sure Terry would rather be out there with his teammates running.
Yeah, I'm sure it would be a lot more fun for him to be there.
It will be better, though, too.
But
building
at what
on
cost?
Year two.
Well.
What cost?
At what cost to him in the long run is what he's thinking about his money.
I understand that. Hey, look, I'm not blaming Terry. I'm on Terry's side. My man came out.
You don't
out
sound
two,
like it.
Hey, look, he came out 2 weeks ago and poured his heart out. I'm with Terry.
Big mistake. Yeah.
I'm with Terry. We got to get this deal done and let's get back to football. I'm tired of worrying about this. I thought the off the field stuff was behind us. I thought that was 2 years ago.
But I don't think it ever will be totally behind you. The better you get, the more people want.
The Chiefs, did we have to worry about anything with the Chiefs this offseason? The Eagles, they just won Super Bowl. Did we have to worry about anything this offseason? Anybody holding out? No.
Different circumstance.
No.
Because they had better players.
Even the Giants, they just paid Dexter Lawrence. They gave him an extra $3 million in incentives. Come on. Pay your guys.
Yeah,
These are your guys.
And they need offense. They need two-way play. You're right.
He's a defender.
I know. I want to be sympathetic to a degree, but then I understand the game. And I'm going, in order to get what he wants, let's say Terry's stretching it a bit, he's got to be willing to walk away to have a chance to get it. If he's just faking, if his heart's really here and he can't leave, then just go on in there tomorrow because you're bluffing. Because a real thug wouldn't even contact him. Matter of fact, wouldn't even be here. He'd be in Miami or somewhere training and would have no contact with him at all. Zero.
Terry don't want to leave, though, Doc.
I know.
And his heart's in it.
He's going to have to pay for that. He ain't going to pay for that because they're already playing him like, hey, man, this ain't personal. It's business.
Yeah, they keep
saying
that.
And a lot of
that.
People don't understand what business means. It means save your crying towel. We're not interested in that. It's economics, period. 101. If you that bad of a badass, pack your bags and just hit the open. I forgot. I'm under contract. Yeah. Again, it's easy for us to be on the outside, but I would be in there. I'd be staying in. I ain't creating no bill.
I ain't losing $50,000.
No, and then mentally, I'm watching, I'm going on. Because it's not against your teammates. You know, it's still about the management. And it's a game that I know it sounds senseless. They did it with Trent Williams. They did it with their – I mean, if they do Trent, they're going to do you. Bosa had to go, all of them.
But AP talked about it. He said he wasn't the person directly, you know, handling the negotiation. He was a part of it.
Right.
So he's seen how these things unfold. But who's to say that was the correct way to do it, though, Doc?
Well, he's following it. If he could, if he wanted to make a stand that he didn't agree with it, then he would have already ended this. He'd already ended it.
I see other GMs around the NFL pay their guys sooner. This isn't all long and drawn out.
He understands that and is willing to do it.
I like what Howie's doing up in Philly.
Well, look what he's working with. If anybody can afford to make a mistake, it's Philly, and they just don't. They've hit it. I mean, they've hit it. And this might be a good hit. I mean, it may very well be a good hit. But we won't know that until they start tackle football practices, because that running back room may make all this moot. This running back room, if we can get us two cats that are serious about toting that rock, that's your only counter to Terry, is to jack juicy running game up until somebody shows.
So you want to ground and pound football?
Absolutely. No. I want to win.
Okay.
In order for me to win, I got to keep Barkley on the bench. How you going to keep him on the bench? Got to hog the ball.
I mean, the thing is, though, Doc, in the NFC title game last year, we had an 18-play drive.
Mm-hmm.
Saquon scored the first play next possession.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think keeping him on that bench was going to, you know.
Well, it's a start. You got to do something.
It is a start.
It's a start.
Because now it's us versus the clock.
It's a start. I mean, it's they are where you want to be.
Yeah.
Philly. You thick everywhere. But it's a mindset. It really is such a mental game that once we prove to you that you can't stop us from getting a yard, then we just want to take them all. And they really have that bully. But I think DQ preaches and teaches that the same way. The sayings were corny until they proved they weren't. Remember, we were taking jabs early on. It was cute. It was, everybody's wrong. Anytime. Well, it showed up that it was more than just a signage. And it's a mindset. It's like when he said, I mean, I swear, one of his best – I start screaming every time I hear it. People say that the next time around you'll be easier to hunt. He said, no. We're the hunters.
Yep.
Yeah, we went 12 and we're still hunting because we didn't get the ultimate prey, and that's the Lombardi. He ain't talking about being chased and people could plan a harder schedule. No, we're going after them. Perfect. Same thing's happening in Detroit. There's a mastermind conference going in Detroit. You think he's a wild man. Now we're he doesn't have his coordinator. Dude, he probably hadn't slept in a month. And you hear what the Lions people are saying. Have the hell with being close. We ain't in this to be close. And that's what I'm saying about Washington. Stop patting yourself on the back about that. It's over. You want to talk about last year, and the Giants are going to whoop your behind. That's over. Now it's about reestablishing. That's when you hear the Lions talk. You can't let people pat you on the back for not winning the trophy. The Chiefs right now, what have you heard from the Chiefs? Nothing. They are it's like there's nothing to talk about.
Yep.
They third in a row, and there's nothing to discuss because it didn't work. You think Denver's going to just be aight? Denver's going to be on a horse and buggy. That boy can play a quarterback. And you know they got the coach. See, once you get the quarterback and you got the coach, then what you do? Defense. Then you give him more possessions. The only thing I care about defensively is that you give me the ball back more. You give JD5 10 more possessions a game. What you think? What do you think is going to happen if you give him 5-6 more possessions?
Well, we going to run it up.
Ching, ching. But you got to be able to get it back to him. That's why I love hearing the reports about our interior guys. And, of course, you get a Pac-10, Pac-12, Pac-100 player from Oregon. He actually went to class so he can communicate in a way that not everybody's accustomed to. His skull session with our vets and the run game. Now, you can't prove really run keys without pads, but you block with your feet and your hands. So I was screaming inside because I understood exactly what he was talking about. Joe Bugle, you can't block a guy if you're not on balance. And he said he knew that he couldn't have won some of those battles, even if they had been in full armor, because he was not where he needed to be. Ken Law and him, they talked it through. Mm-hmm. They said, hey, Slim, now we're talking about a man. They got some dudes over there on defense now. See, we're no longer talking about what round you in. That's the biggest bunch of – it's great. When the moment is over, it's over. You get your paid, get your bank for college. It no longer means anything because there's a whole bunch of them that have been cut, have been backups, that have been busts. But now I love what I heard the reporters when the guy says, and it paid off today, my feet, I was not where I needed to be. And speaking to Ken Law, so these teammates are discussing why I didn't get the leverage I needed to get. Now, we're not in pads, but I don't have to be in pads to understand my footwork. And what I hear now, I go, wow, I haven't heard that like for a decade. It's what you say about practicing. You know this, being there shooting 101. You're going against a dude 101. You breaking him down. He's trying to break you down. If you're scoring, you know what where you get there. You know if you go to your right, you go to your left. There's some way you have an advantage. You figure that out in about 5 minutes. And then you just keep going to it to figure out how much you can get away with. What's his adjustment? That's the kind of conversations that this is what I pick up, and I love it. I love it because for so long in sports, all you ever talked about was a 40 time. Here's how fast someone ran straight. Don't play sports running straight. It's a part of it. It's a box. How you get in and out of box. How you got in and out of your breaks. It's how you break down and recover. Everything is done in a 3 to 4, 5 yard period.
Mm-hmm.
And it's explosiveness. Everything is about either you're going to knock somebody off the ball or they're going to knock you back into the play. That's what an edge presence that we need is going to be addressed. We won't be able to see it until the scrimmages. And then who your scrimmage counts. Man, you couldn't have given me. If you told me, pick two teams you want to scrimmage against, I would have said, first of all, Baltimore is number one. Because I can't scrimmage against the Eagles. Can't scrimmage against somebody I play in my division. If I would, it would be the Eagles. But it would be Baltimore and then New England. See, because you got to have a thug running your program. Otherwise, I don't want my people around your people. I know how they coming. How do you think Baltimore's coming into a scrimmage?
Oh, they coming to
with razor blades. Yeah, they might have some blades in their socks. That's what I'm talking about. How do you think New England is coming at it with the way they're coached now? He was a straight thug. New England, man, don't sleep on them. Don't sleep on them. I know you'd be doing the futures, and you probably got all your whole.
I ain't sleeping on them. That defense they got up there.
That's what I'm talking about. But it's how they teach
it's
it.
A
and
good challenge.
It. It's the teacher. He's a straight savage. That's what I'm talking about. You can't have a sissy running your program.
Yeah.
Especially on defense. 4:54 here in the nation's capital. Cock-a-doodle-doo. The rooster was in here. We'll be right back.